The next patient is Franklin Jewell. The last name is J-E-W-E-L-L. Franklin, first name F-R-A-N-K-L-I-N. Clinical case of an 83-year-old white male that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3A. The patient doesn't have any evidence of hematuria. The patient doesn't have any evidence of proteinuria or activity in the urinary sediment. The kidney function is well preserved. In the comprehensive metabolic profile, we have a serum creatinine that is 1.1, an estimated GFR that is 61. The albumin is 3.6, and the serum electrolytes are with the normal limits. The urinalysis without activity in the urinary sediment, no evidence of hematuria. Number two, the patient has lost 7 pounds, and he is with a hemoglobin of 10.1. The patient went to see the gastroenterologist, and they found gastritis. He was given famotidine in combination with sucralfate to no avail. The patient has lost the appetite. In the presence of a hemoglobin of 10.1, could be the lack of iron. The serum iron is significantly decreased. We are going to write to Dr. Yellow, Y-E-L-L-U. The consideration for parenteral infusion of iron, since the patient has too many side effects from the gastrointestinal point of view when he takes oral iron. I have to point out that the patient has a history of ITP. The platelets are 320,000. Period. Following number, anorexia. This anorexia could be side effect of the medications. He is taking Trelstar, T-R-E-L-S-T-A-R, for the prostate cancer every 6 months. We are going to ask the oncologist, Dr. Yellow, Y-E-L-L-U, if this could be a side effect of the medication. Following number, the patient has a abdominal aortic aneurysm that was reported infrarenal with the following measurements. 5 by 4.2 by 4 by 6.1 in the AP diameter. Transverse and craniocaudal dimensions respectively. We are going to consider the referral to a vascular surgeon, Dr. Charles Thompson. Following number, I did.
Just
1 month appointment.
Any labs?
No.
Okay, no labs.
Hello, my name is rheumatoid arthritis, that is treated by the rheumatologist. Following number a history of gout, following number a history of nephrolithiasis, following number prostate cancer. Following number atrial fibrillation on Xarelto. Regarding the arterial hypertension, we're going to stop the use of the amlodipine and use the benazepril. 20 milligrams if the systolic blood pressure is above 120. Period. Regarding the hyperlipidemia, we're going to stop the use of the pravastatin since the total cholesterol is 97 and the patient has side effects. Re-evaluation in a month with laboratory workup. I spend 20 minutes reviewing the chart. In the face-to-face, 30 minutes, in the documentation, 10 minutes.